News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Winterbull Show. Good to be with you. Hour number two underway. Let's wing our way out to Emerson College in Boston, Massachusetts, and catch up with our good friend, Professor Spencer Kimball, who runs Emerson Polling. It's a pleasure to be with you. I must ask you the pressing issue of the day, though, Spencer. Did you feel the earthquake?
Hi, Brett. No, I did not feel the earthquake, though I did have colleagues in Boston who did. I did not.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm happy everything is measuring up as we would expect. It's been a bit of an earthquake, though, during this week with these new poll numbers that have come out involving President Biden and former President Trump. Do you expect that these polls are going to hold like this, or is this just a flashpoint in time? What are we seeing in these numbers that are out?
Well, Brett, as you said, these are snapshots in time, but what we're beginning to see is a trend of the same snapshot for the last about 3 or 4 months. And it'll be interesting over the next 7 months if Biden is able to close these gaps and obviously win some of these states, or if Trump's able to extend some of these leads that he has and win by potentially wider margins. And so, yeah, you got some interesting numbers here, you know, contrary to what we saw in 2020 when Biden had jumped out ahead slightly nationally and then within the state polling around this time as COVID was coming, you know, onto the forefront.
Is there a do you think there's a sense of exhaustion about the among the American people with crisis after crisis after crisis, whether it's Israel coming up on the 6 month anniversary this weekend, whether it's bridge collapses, crime in the cities, migrants coming in unabated. Are Americans feeling like it's just too much in all at one time?
Well, it doesn't look like any of these crises have helped President Biden. You know, there hasn't been a rally around the president. He had a State of the Union. You've mentioned some of these other crises. And sometimes there's that rally around effect. In our approval numbers, he's been sitting around 40-41% for the better part of 7-8 months. So he's kind of in a rut in that approval. Trump, remember, 4 years ago, he's sitting around 44%. So he was more popular at this time than Biden, and we'll see if how Biden will be able to try to earn back some of that approval. And maybe there is just too much going on, and that's holding him back. But those are certainly numbers to be concerned with nationally, and then obviously as we get into the states.
Did you ever think that while you were doing polling for a number of different races over the last decade plus, did you ever think that squatting would be in the American zeitgeist, like in mass? I mean, it is really quite something.
Well, maybe not as the, but you know, affordable housing and yeah. And renters' rights and tenants' rights and landlord rights. Right. And then everything kind of got thrown out the window with COVID when a lot of these moratoriums on evictions occurred. And now we're seeing as the back, you know, of all of this kind of hitting the wall. And it's an unfortunate situation. And that's right. What I think voters are looking for is solutions right. to the problems. And what right. they're hearing are just more problems.
So let's go and take a quick look at some of these states, right? Because obviously, we don't just have a presidential election. We have a very consequential series of Senate seats, House seats. Obviously, all the House will be up. But the Senate battle looks like it's going to be raging across the map, isn't it, Spencer?
Well, on the Senate side, it's going to be about the Democrats trying to hold any of these seats. They've already lost one in West Virginia. So now we're looking at the Republicans at 50. If Trump was to win the White House, the vice president would be breaking those votes, similar to what Harris is doing for the Democrats. But with that said, yes, Ohio, in Montana are kind of those big ones that people talk about. I think Arizona is a key state because it's an open seat. And now that Sinema's not running in that, Lake and Gallego is going to be a very competitive race. Plus, Trump is running fairly well in Arizona. And so we'll see if that's one. Nevada is obviously a state where the Republicans are excited, though. It's an incumbent in Jackie Rosen. Michigan would be another one. There's an open seat. We just pulled Wisconsin. It was within 4 or 5 points. So
wow.
Baldwin is going to be in for a race. You know, she'll be leaning towards her to be able to hold it. But you know, maybe Ted Cruz will see some opposition down in Texas. Mm-hmm. Maybe Rick Scott could see some opposition in Florida. But this would be fairly token opposition at this point. And so the Democrats are on defense, and we'll see what happens with the Senate. The House is a different story.
Right.
We'll see. Traditionally, the incumbent presidents win House seats, and based on the slim majority of Republicans, it really wouldn't be a surprise to see the Democrats take back the House. And so very likely you could see a divided government on that front.
Okay, so one of the things that continues to emerge across the country is the abortion issue. We know that there's a measure that's going on the ballot in Florida that the Democrats are feeling good about and hoping that there's going to be a transference of support from the abortion issue to Joe Biden in Florida. We also know that there's been some mischief in Nebraska with a pro-life Democrat flipping to being a Republican because he felt like he was getting hassled. And that has implications for the direction of Nebraska as well, right?
Well, to your point, we're actually going in the field in Florida. We just finished a survey instrument today. Mm-hmm. We'll go in next week and see if that ballot initiative will have an impact. Florida's been pretty aggressive in abortion legislation over the last year and a half, and we'll see how attuned voters are to what's happening and obviously the impact. Florida is a slightly different state from a demographic standpoint, slightly older than the state in some of the other parts of the country. But the abortion issue has been a strong issue for the Democrats. If we look at Michigan as an example in 2022, Gretchen Whitmer wins by about the same margin as the abortion issue on the ballot in her reelection. And so the Democrats are obviously looking to go with that strategy. But to me, it was the first hurdle is to get it on the ballot in Florida. And now that it's looks like it's there, that could be a potential game changer. But we'll see how that plays out.
Great stuff. Spencer Kimball, Emerson College polling. I can't wait to get back with you, especially with these Florida numbers that you're going to have coming out in coming time. I thank you so much for being with us here today. And I want folks to definitely check out Emerson College polling. It's a tremendous operation. And we really appreciate your insights today, sir.
Well, Brett, I really appreciate you having me. And you're in, you know, early taker of our work. So thank you.
Enjoy the weekend. Appreciate you, Spencer. Thank you very much for coming by. Absolutely.